Okay, just a little background to catch us up again. We're in the middle of basement base, or it's the bottom of basement base. The Gemara right now is trying to prove to us that the Rosh Chodesh for Melachim, we mentioned again last time, referring to dating the documents on the based on the king's reign, on what year the king was in his reign. So that year changes at Nisan time. We asked where we got that from, and we point out a pasuk where we described Shlomo HaMelech in his reign, the same year of Shlomo's reign, with being the connecting to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And just like Yetzias Mitzrayim happened in the sun time, that's how we count it. And we say also, therefore, the king also, we're counting it from Nisan as well, based on a Hekesh. The Gemara says, one second, how do you know Yetzias Mitzrayim itself? And this is a discussion we're going to have right now. How do you know Yetzias Mitzrayim itself was counted from Nisan time? We know it happened in Nisan time, but maybe it happened in Nisan time, and the clock changes, though, in Tishrei, because Tishrei is like the new year season. That's the Gemara suggestion. So the Gemara now brings a proof it's not the case. The proof is, and we'll read this part inside right now, it says, again, Dilma, maybe Tishrei Maninan, maybe really it starts to be, we're towards the bottom, we left up last time, Bezim of Bez. Maybe it's the Yetzias Mitzrayim also, though it happened in Nisan, it's the year changes in Tishrei, that's when the second year of the Mitzrayim happened would be in Tishrei. So no, look, I don't think that. Why? The Chassidus says, I'm reading the puzzle we did last time. Vayal Aaron Hakohen El Hor Harb Al Pi Hashem Vayal Moshem B'Shnas Arbeim L'Tzeif Nei Shom Eretz Yisrael B'Chodesh HaChamishi B'Echad L'Chodesh. Aaron dies on Rosh Chodesh Av, and it calls Rosh Chodesh Av the 40th year of leaving Mitzrayim. And then it says, Uksiv Vayivay Arbeim Shana B'Ashtei Asar HaChodesh, the 11th month of the year, which is the month of Shvat, B'Echad L'Chodesh, at the in the beginning, the first. The Rosh Chodesh of Shvat, and it calls it again the 40th year. Dibur Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klai Yisrael, 40th year, and it's in Shvat, and we call the 40th year before in Av, and Tishrei comes between Av and Shvat, so it must be that the calendar does not change describing Yetzias Mitzrayim by Tishrei, rather by Nisan. Gemara says 1 second. Now we're up to this, as we got the last time. Bishlama Hayich Mifarish Yetzias Mitzrayim. This one, meaning the first pasuk we quoted about Aaron when he died, it makes sense that we're going to calculate it from Yetzias Mitzrayim because the pasuk says the 40th year leaving Mitzrayim. That's so that we related the 40th year from the leaving of Mitzrayim. However, the second pasuk we quoted, the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu's beginning Sefer Devarim, which happened in Shvat and Rosh Chodesh Shvat, there it never mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. It just says the 40th year. It doesn't say to what. So this is Gemara again. Elahai, the later, the pasuk of Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu talking in Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Mimai Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do we know it's talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, the 40th year from then? Dilma, Lakam was a Mishkan. Maybe some other big event that happened. For example, the Mishkan was set up. That happened in the second year of leaving Mitzrayim. Maybe we were saying the 40th year from the Mishkan being established, being set up. And therefore, that really would be a different year, a different counting than that which we started with. And therefore, the fact that it says 40 years in the first pasuk that happened in Av, and 40 years, and it says 40 years there from Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it says 40 years from the second pasuk, which happened in Shvat, well, maybe the second pasuk is referencing a different starting point. Not Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe it's referencing the Hakamas of Mishkan. And therefore, the fact that it says 40 years in both cases doesn't mean that the clock didn't change. The clock might have actually changed just what we are relating to it. Is different. Like if I would be counting, X amount of years from when I moved to Israel, then X amount of years from when my girls were first born, so they might be a year different, and therefore my count would sound the same, but really they're a year apart. And therefore, for that reason, it's hard to prove from our Gemara whether or not we can see that Yetzias Mitzrayim is from Nisan. Again, it happened in Nisan. But the count is from Nisan and not in Tishrei. Because the pasuk we used to prove it was not a great proof at the end of the day. Because that pasuk clearly mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim in the very first pasuk of it. But in the second one, it doesn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at all. And maybe it's something else. It's a different time period we're relating to. And therefore, we would not be able to know for sure. We could not prove that both are about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, that Tishrei would not be the time when the clocks change. So the more answer is no. We can prove it like Rav Papa said. What did Papa say? We'll see later on. We're going to quote this today, actually, later on. We'll see Rav Papa when he said this. Shna Esrim Shana. Shana Esrim. It says the year 20 and the year 20. Okay, we'll see later on what it's talking about. Ligzera Shava. That means that whatever it's talking about is in the same variables, the same king, the same 20th year. Ligzera Shava. So we learn out the usage of the word. Again, we'll see this later on today. Shana Esrim. That it's a Gzera Shava, and we're borrowing the terminology, the words of Shana Esrim to tell you it's the same variables around the case. We'll get to it later on today. Achanami over here as well. Shana Arbeim, Ligzera Shava. We're going to use also the word Shana Arbeim in, you know, by Aaron's death, and Shana Arbeim as well by Moshe Rabbeinu talking, being a Sefer Devarim. And we say, Gzera Shava, Ma'akan Sefer Devarim. Doesn't we know the first one by Aaron was 40 years of Sittim Sittim Tzrayim, and the Torah told us that explicitly, so we know it to be true. Afkan, Sittim Tzrayim, so do over here as well, 40th year of Yisiyas Tzrayim leaving Mitzrayim. So now we know both those were Yisiyas Tzrayim, and we know it describes Rosh Chodesh Av in the 40th year, and then it describes Rosh Chodesh Shvat the 40th year, and we know between Av and Shvat is Tishrei, and the years didn't change, must be that Tishrei is not the time when the years of Mitzrayim change. Again, the reason why I care so much, because we already had a Hekesh earlier on to the count of Mitzrayim and the count of the king's reign. So if I can for sure state to you that Mitzrayim is judged, if the clock changes at Nisan time, then through the Hekesh, we know also the Malachim, the calculation of their year also will change Nisan time. But now we're trying to prove that we're confident that Mitzrayim's clock changes at Nisan. We think we got it, because it doesn't change the Tishrei. Now, the Gemara says, one second, you're right. If Av happened first, and then afterwards Shvat happened, and the clock stayed the same, then for sure it didn't change at Tishrei. But Umimai devised the Av Kadim. How do we know that the story that happened in Av, which is when Aaron died, came before what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking in Sefer Devarim? We have a concept called Ein Muktam Meuchar B'Torah. When you see something in the Torah, it doesn't always mean that it happens in that order. So even though the end of Bamidbar, we have a discussion of Aaron dying. And there it says, it's talking about Rosh Chodesh Av. And we have later on in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. And that happens in Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It might not have happened in that order in real time. And the Gemara therefore asks, Mimai the Maisa the Av Kadim, Dil the Maisa the Shvat Kadim. And if the Maisa the Shvat really came first, if the story in Shvat, which is Moshe speaking, being in Devarim, happened before, in chronology, Aaron dying in the beginning of Av, well, then the fact that the clocks change, don't change and stay the same 40 years and 40 years, that might actually mean the opposite proof. Maybe Tishrei really is the clock changer because Nisan comes between Shvat and Av and the clocks didn't change. So how do you know what order these events happened in? So the Gemara, no. Lo Sagleida, don't think that. Because it says in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Acharei HaKoso Esichon. It refers to, in the discussion of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking Rosh Chodesh Shvat, he references that he's speaking right now after we destroyed Sichon. Why does that matter? When Aaron died, Sichon was still alive. And now I know for sure then Moshe is talking, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, referencing an event that happened only after Aaron died. So now we know for sure in the chronology of what came first, the Rosh Chodesh Av mentioned the end of Sefer Bamidbar, or Rosh Chodesh Shvat mentioned the beginning of Sefer Devarim. For sure, Rosh Chodesh Av comes first. How do we know? Because we know that Aaron died and Sichon was still alive. And Moshe is talking right now, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, referencing the destruction of Sichon. Ah, so now we know for sure it was in this order. Let's prove that inside. The same as in the Pasuk, beginning now, top of Gimel Aleph. Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad. Says the Kanani heard. The Kanani, the king of Arad, heard. Mashmu Hashama. What did he hear? Shama Shemes Aaron. Benistalka Anani Akavod. He heard that Aaron died. And Anani Kavod had left Klal Yisrael. We know it from Maseches Titus that Aaron was responsible for the Anani Kavod surrounding Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. And therefore, when Aaron dies, the Anani Kavod go away. The Kanani, the Melech Arad, heard that Aaron died and that the Anani Kavod stopped protecting Klal Yisrael. Ukasavor Nisna Rishus Lilachim Yisrael. And he thought, oh, must be that we now have the Rishus. We're now Hashem is allowing us to fight against his people. Hashem must be have abandoned his people. The Gemara, that's what it says, but Yeru kol aida ki gava Aaron. That's what it means over here when it says in the Pasuk, that the whole congregation, the Jewish people, saw that Aaron had died. Gava means to die, that Aaron had died. Rabbi Rivo says, I'll take Rivayru Ela Vayro, which means not that they saw, rather they were afraid. They were afraid that Aaron died. What were they afraid about? And we'll see in a minute how we read this way. Ki the Reish Lakish, the Amr Reish Lakish, Ki Mishamish Medal Lashonos. Ki, the word Ki, it can be used in any one of four different ways. It can either be O, it could be Dilma, it could be Ella, or it could be Daha. E. E means if, he could be if, he could be maybe, he could be rather, he could be because. Daha means because. And here it's used as because, which means again, what does it mean? The whole congregation was vayiru, they were afraid. They were afraid. Why? Because Aaron died. What would they make them afraid? When Aaron died, the Anana covered left, the protective cloud left them, which means now they're left without a cloud. That's what the Melech Kanani, the Kanani Melech Arad hears about. And therefore, we killed, we'll see in a minute, we killed the Kanani Melech Arad was alive when Aaron died. So that definitely is going to prove to us that that the story of Av happens before the story of Shvat, which means Tishrei comes in the middle, and we still call it the same 40th year of since leaving Mitzrayim. So what does that show us? It shows us that that Tishrei is not the time the clock changes. Rather, it must be, it is Nisan. Gemara's not done yet. The Gemara says the following thing. It says the Gemara, Mi dummy, how can you compare the pasuk right now about Vishma Hakani Melech Arad and prove from there that when Sichon was destroyed, that only happened after Aaron dies? After all, says the Gemara, Hasam Kinan Hachasichon. Over here in the pasuk describing Aaron's death and the Anan leaving, the word the people are called the Kananim, Vishma Kanani. Over here, in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, Moshe references the death not of Kanan, but of Sichon. It's a different discussion, different people. What are you talking about? How can this be a proof? Again, what Gemara is trying to prove to us the following thing. Gemara is trying to prove to us that the story of Aaron happened before the beginning of Sefer Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking in the Rosh Chodesh Shvat, because Moshe refers in Rosh Chodesh Shvat to a war that happened, where we destroyed Sichon. And the Gemara says, oh, that must be that it happened when? After Aaron dies. Because we know when Aaron dies, Sichon's still alive. After all, what does it say in the Pasuk? That the Kanani, Melech Arad, heard that Aaron died. Gemara says, what? What's your proof? That's the Kanani, Melech Arad. Moshe references Sichon. Different people, different discussion. How can you prove from there anything at all about what happened after, you know, who was alive in Aaron's time? Again, the Pasuk describes the Kanani Melech Arad who heard Aaron's death, and Moshe references our destroyer of Sichon. So they're not related. So how can you figure out the chronology based upon that? Gemara says, actually, they are related. They're actually the same persons as Gemara. Gemara says over here, Tana was taught who Sichon, who Arad, who Kanan. It's the same person. Sichon, Arad, Kanan, it's all referencing the same person. How do we know? What does it mean? Why the three different names? So Sichon, he was called Sichon. That wasn't his real name. Why was he called Sichon? Shadoma l'siach. He was like a young, like a colt, a young horse in his speed, in his agility, in his quickness. L'siach b'midbar. He was called like a colt, a foal in the desert, a young horse in the desert. And it was referenced as Canaan, why Al-Shemachusa, because he ruled the country of Canaan. Umashra, what was his real given name? His name was Arad, that was his name. So again, when you hear the word Sichon and the word Haknani and Melech Arad, they're all referencing the same person. His real name was Sichon, but he was called, sorry, his real name was Arad, but he was called Sichon because he was like a colt in the midbar, in the wilderness, a very fast young horse. Okay. Ikadami, some say the opposite. Again, all the same person, but what his real name was different. Ikadami Arad. He was called Arad. It wasn't his God-given name or his parent-given name. His name, he was called Arad. Shadomel Arud b'Mibar. He was like a wild donkey in the desert. He was very, very strong. You ever see pictures in the videos of these donkeys that walk through the desert with all these baggages laid upon them? He was very strong, like a wild donkey in the Midbar, traveling through the desert. That's why he was called Arad. That wasn't his real name. And regarding Canaan, that was called Al Shemachus. That was his nation. That was the nation that he ruled. Umashimo, what was his real name? Sichon Shemo. Either way, what we have right now is we have now properly proven that the order of the events that took place was Rosh Chodesh Av, because there Sichon and Canaan, Arad, whoever you want to call them in the end, was still living. And Moshe in Rosh Chodesh Shvat is referencing their demise. And therefore, their demise happens. Shvat happens after Av. Yet the Torah references them the same year, leaving Mitzrayim, the same year, 40th year. So we have a kasha, not a kasha, we have a proof now that Tishrei was not the clock turner of Yetzias Mitzrayim, rather it must have been Nisan. And if Nisan was the clock turner of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then it's also the clock turner when we talk about the Melech's years of rule, because the Gemara earlier quoted a pasuk that made a hekesh, a connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and the year of kingdom of Shlomo HaMelech. We learn from there that however you date the years out of Mitzrayim, you should also date the years of the king's reign. Pause. Yeah, question?
How do we answer the question we had before, the 40 years, how do we know it's not 40 years from the Mishkan's built?
Yeah, Gzeirah Shava. Arba'im Shana, Arba'im Shana. Gzeirah Shava. Okay. We'll get back to that later on, though. Says the Gemara further. We said, okay, it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's not Rosh Tishrei, it's not Rosh Hashanah for the story of Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, one second, but you know what? A lot of options. Think about it for a second. From Av until Shvat, I have still more options. What do I have? I have Adar, Nisan, which we say it is, but Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. You had 5 other months. It could have been the Nisan, the Yetzias Mitzrayim year changer. Could have been a number of months. So great, it's not Tishrei, but we have many months between Shvat and Av that it could have been. Yeah, Rana, what do you got?
Didn't we say it's Av to Shvat?
Yeah, Av to Shvat, meaning that's definitely the same year. But when the clock changes, it could have been anywhere from the month between Shvat to Av, right? The remaining months. Meaning, again, Av to Shvat was the same year. From Av to Shvat, it called it the 40th year and the 40th year. And therefore, it's not any month between Av and Shvat is not going to be the time changer for Yetzias Mitzrayim. But after Shvat, you have a number of months between Shvat and Av. That could have been any of those months. Now, we're saying it's Nisan. We proved it's not Tishrei, but we didn't prove it's not Av or Iyar Sivan Tammuz. Could be any of those months. So the Gemara now, for example, says the Ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe it's Iyar. You haven't proven that it's Nisan. You proved it's not Tishrei. Maybe it's Iyar. Whereas no, I'll show you a puzzle. We say it's not Iyar either. Also, I don't think that. The same thing in the puzzle. He bechodesh harishon, bashanah hashenis, beachad lechodesh, hukama mishkan. So it's literally here again in the first month of the second year, which again is Nisan. Uksiv, and it says, "Vahi b'shana hashenis." Again, same second year, b'chodesh hasheni, which is referring to Iyar. So we went from Nisan to Iyar, referencing how many years out of Mitzrayim it was. And what do we say over here? It's still the second year. So it must be that Iyar is not the time changer of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Once again, "Vahi b'shana hashenis b'chodesh hasheni naale b'chodesh b'shrim." Sorry, b'shrim b'chodesh. So now we're going to prove it. It's the fact that we're right now, we started Nisan, and it was the second year of leaving Mitzrayim. And now the Kai B'Iyar, later on we talk about Iyar. And we also, Karle Shana Shnia, Shana Shenis, we also call it the second year of Mitzrayim. We call it Rosh Hashanah, Lav Iyar. Rosh Hashanah is not Iyar, because we see over here that when the timetables change from Nisan to Iyar, and it keeps it as the same year, then obviously, Iyar is not the time when the Yetzias Mitzrayim counter is changing. Okay, so we can knock that one off. Whereas we're not done yet, though. How about, your question? Yeah, Aaron.
Okay, so those two psukim we just brought down, how did we learn from that? That it's not Iyar.
Just to defend Aaron, that's not his real voice or his real speed of voice. That's Aaron when his you know, working so great. So, but Aaron's asking, how do we learn over here it's not Iyar? Because it went from Rosh Chodesh Nisan to Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and it referenced the same year, the second year, leave Mitzrayim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then the next pasuk, a lot later, describes Rosh Chodesh Iyar of that same year, and it's still called the second year, leave Mitzrayim. So, if Iyar was the year changer of how we relate to leaving Mitzrayim was an ER, we should have been now the third year. But it wasn't. It was called the second year again. Why? Because ER is not the year changer. Back in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, well, we're not done yet. We have other months it could have been. The Emer of Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Maybe Sivan was the game changer. When Sivan came was when the years were changed, but not when Nisan came. The question says, no. Again, one more time to remind you why we care. The Gemara over here is assuming whatever the game, the year changer is for Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's also the year changer for a Melech. And we're suggesting the Melech's year change, when his reign was considered the next year of his reign, was Nisan. But we know there's a connection between the Melech and Yetzias Mitzrayim. We want to make sure that Yetzias Mitzrayim counts. We know it happened in Nisan, but that its count also changed. The years of leaving Mitzrayim changed also in Nisan. We're saying we can't prove it. Maybe it happened, then really the change happened in Sivan. That's where the counter changed. Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Rosh says, no. Lo, Sagleidah. Don't think that. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Bechodesh HaShlishi, let's say it's B'nai Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It says again in the same discussion, it discusses by Matan Torah. It says the third month leaving Mitzrayim. Third month leaving Mitzrayim. Third month is, again, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Sivan is the third month. The Gemara here says, the Gemara doesn't say what year it is. V'im Isa, which means if it were that Sivan would be the year changer for the Yetzias Mitzrayim years, B'chodesh HaShlishi, B'shana HaShenis Latzeis Mibayle. It should have said in the Torah, the third month, in the second year of our leaving Mitzrayim. Because don't forget again, if Sivan was the year changer of Mitzrayim, when it references Matan Torah, which we know happened on either Vav or Zion Sivan, you know, we mentioned before it's a Machlokes, whether it happened on Vav or Zion Sivan, but it happened in Sivan. And we're mentioning now in that story of Sivan, and it's discussing the Matan Torah event, it should have now said, updated the year, and said now it's the second year, because there's already Rosh Chodesh Sivan. It doesn't say the year changed. The year counter didn't change at all. Because if it would have changed, it would have told us in the Torah that it changed. So it must be Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Is also not the time we start turning the clock to the next year, having left Mitzrayim. Because the Gemara, okay, but so you knocked out Sivan, you knocked out Iyar, Ve'ema Tammuz, Ve'ema Av, Ve'ema Adar. We have other options that could have still been. Meaning you haven't proven Nisa, you just proved that everything else, those other ones aren't, but you haven't proved everything wasn't, and you haven't proved Nisan was. So we're still kind of left scratching our heads. So we have to say, you know what, you're right, but I'll give you another proof. Ela, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mehacha. Here is the proof. It says, Vayachal livnos b'chodesh hasheni b'sheni b'shnas arba l'malchuso. Describes the building of the base of Mikdash. They started to build it, it says, in the second month, in the second, in the year, the fourth year of his kingdom. My sheni, what does that second mean? In the second. The second what? Lav Sheni Liyar Shimonimbo Lamachuso is not referring to the second month of our calculating his current state of the year he's in of his kingdom. Again, we know when this was. This was the second month of the since Nisan. This was an Iyar. The Chodeshini means it's the month of Iyar. We say Basheni in the second. The second what? In the second month of his rule, in as far as the year calculation goes. I mean, second month into his fourth year. Into his fourth year. So what's the second month? Well, it's Iyar, because we called it already the second month of the calendar in the second month of his reign within the fourth year counting of his reign. So we see over here, if Iyar is called the second month into his reign of this year, then the year must be changing, the calculation of the year must be changing during Nisan, because Nisan is followed by Iyar. And therefore, that's our proof we have in the end. Now, again, the proof was based on the fact that I said B'sheni, the second. You could have multiple things second might mean, though. Who does mean second month? Says Gemara, I'm asking about Rabin. You're going to ask the question. Ve'ema sheni b'chodesh. Maybe it's the second day of the month. Gemara says, no. Im kein b'sheni b'chodesh. Behezya ha'viksim be. If that was the case, it would have written explicitly the second of the month, like it does many times. Oftentimes, it says the first of the month. It says it a lot. It would say the second of the month. That's what it meant. The name of Sheni B'Shabbat means Monday. Sheni B'Shabbat, second day of the week. Someone says, what do you mean? Number one, Chada. Number one, Lo Ashkan Sheni B'Shabbat Tichsiv. We never find a Torah reference to day, except for the creation of the world, when all we have were weeks. We don't find at all the second day of the weeks to be Sunday, Monday. We don't find that at all happening. Maybe we have discussion of Shabbos because maybe things happen on Shabbos. You know, we don't really find references to days of the week in the Torah. At least not usually. But, oh, and furthermore. Make you sheni basu, sheni kama. Again, we have a hekesh. It calls it Mechodesh HaSheni, Basheni. The same, the first Sheni was referencing a month description, was describing a month. So too, the second Sheni, through a hekesh, is describing also a month. Again, Mechodesh HaSheni meant the second month in the Jewish calendar, which we know, if we count from Nisan, is Iyar. And the second Sheni is also a month description. What month is it describing? The second month into the year count of Shlomo HaMelech. Second month means that we start counting in Nisan. The second month to do the year count is also Iyar, meaning that the kingdoms are described by starting over the new year in the time of Nisan. Masheni kama chodesh, av sheni basar chodesh. The first sheni is a chodesh, is a reference description of the month. So to the second description of the word sheni, description of the month, and it must be describing the king's yearly reign in the second month of that year, because the years change on Nisan time. Great. The Gemara now is going to prove, by the way, this whole process that we gave over is in fact the proof that we know that Nisan is how the years change.
Why don't we just bring this raya at the beginning, and then we don't need it to go through everything we brought down.
Bring this raya in the beginning.
Because we went through process of elimination, but we could just say it just right at the beginning.
Why don't we bring this down right away? Let's think. Why was this?
Tell me afterwards. I'm just
telling you. It's a question. I'm trying to think if I can figure it on the spot for you. Why would this not be brought down? Well, again, there was a process. The Gemara had a Rabbi Yochanan had a shot. The Gemara challenged it, answer, challenge. And we couldn't prove without a reason, completely. So Rabbi Elazar comes along and he kind of saves the day. But Rabbi Yochanan first thought this shot. He didn't make it through. Actually, the Gemara now is going to describe the next part of the Gemara. He's going to have the whole process again. Rabbi Yochanan Pesukim are brought down, and in the end, we resort back to Rabbi Elazar's pasuk we quoted, as we'll see right now inside. Look inside, you'll see this is very familiar to you. It's all going to be very quick because we just read this whole thing inside. We're just quoting Pesukim after Pesukim. Time to say to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a proof that Rabbi Yochanan, that his whole process was used to determine in the end when, in fact, we learned out that that Yetzias Mitzrayim is counted from what years when the calendar year changes. For Yetzias Mitzrayim is going to be Nisan. How do we know? We have again a whole chazar. Tomorrow night was a whole chazar at the very bottom of the page. That's what we just did in the last amud until right now. So how we know? Minayin she'ein modin lahem lachem elam minisan. Shneimar vayibush monim shana va'arba me'osh shana. Let's say it's from Eretz Yisrael. That was the first part where we made the hekesh between the Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Melech. Uksiv, and it says v'al aru nakoyin orahar al pi Hashem. Uksiv vayib arbim shana v'she'asar chodesh. That's how we knew that Shvat came before in the year, before Av. Sorry, Av came before Shvat in the year. And the proof was, etc. That we know that Sichon, after they were killed, which was during the Moshe referencing it in the beginning of Shvat, and we know that the Kanani heard about Aaron dying, and everyone was afraid when Aaron died. The Jewish people were, because that meant that Anan had left them, which means that the story of what happened in Av, of Aaron dying, happened before the story in Devarim, where it was Shvat. And therefore, and the year still calls the same year, the 40th year. So that can't be that Tishrei is the year. And then we said, well, maybe other things are the year. No, by Omer, by Hiba Chodesh HaRishon B'Shana HaShenis. It says the first month in the second year, by Omer, by Hiba Shana HaShenis, Chodesh HaSheni. And then it said the second year, which was Iyar. So we know that Iyar is not when the clocks change. And we said, maybe Sivan, by Omer, by Chodesh HaShlishi, it says in Israel. We see also it says by Chodesh HaShlishi, which is Sivan, and it didn't give a different year either. And therefore, we know also it wasn't, Sivan wasn't the magic year either. Says the Gemara further. Omer v'yachel livnos. This was the final puzzle we just brought down right now. They began to build it, and they began to build it, we said, in the second month of the second, without a description, in the year of the fourth year of Shlomo's kingdom. So what's the second mean? The second must mean the second, also a month-related discussion, the second month of the Shlomo Melech's reign in his yearly calendar of becoming the king, what you're up to. Okay, a little further, if you can. Amar of Chizda, new Gemara right now. So now we're finished. We've proved everything. We proved already that we start the count Yetzias Mitzrayim based upon the Nisan. We proved already that Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to the Melech's count. And therefore, we conclude right now that Nisan is when the Melech's count also will, the clock will change, the calendar year will change at Nisan, no matter when the king took over. Yes, Renat, what do you got?
What was the point of that whole little, like, couple lines, just that's saying
everything we already said? Gemara is supporting Rabbi Yochanan, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan's process that he started, and my son Eliyahu asked, why don't we just skip straight to the last plus that Rabbi Lezer recorded? When the Gemara concludes and tells us the process, how we learn out in the end, that that Nisan is when the Yetzias Mitzrayim is like the clock changes. So it used all Rabbi Yochanan's logic until we got to the last pasuk, so it could use it in the whole process. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan is sourced later on as being, or maybe earlier on even, as being the halakha that he had, the approach that he had is the approach to take when he calculated that Yetzias Mitzrayim is determined or is the clock changes by the time of Nisan. Okay. Amr of Chizda, Lo Shai Lamal Chisrael. This whole discussion we had until now, that you referenced the time period of the king on your documents and you changed it by Nisan, that's only for Jewish kings. But it comes to non-Jewish kings. If you would be in a non-Jewish area and out of respect for the king, you would start to reference his kingdom. You would not do it based upon the month of Nisan. That was not when the calendar would change. Rather, Mitishrei. Malchi Umos Olam Mitishrei. Amanina. That's when we count it. How we know? Shenemar, Dibur Nechemya Ben Chachaliyai. Vahibachodesh Kislev, thank you. Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim. So it says over here in the time of Nechemya, Nechemya was again, Ezra Nechemya were the end of towards the end of Kesuvim. So in the time of Nechemya, it was the Chodesh Kislev in the 20th year. Uksiv, it also says, Vahibachodesh Nisan, Shnas Esrim, La'aris Sach Shasa. Now, Arsach Shasa, according to many opinions, is just the name of, we'll see in a minute, but it's the name of like Lord Paro. It's the name of the king. It wasn't like a personal, it was a person, but it was the name of the king. So it says Nehemiah in Kislev the 20th year, and it says next parak it says in Nisan of the 20th year. Now, if Nisan was the time changer, Midikai beKislev, the Karlei Shas Esrim in Kislev we called it the 20th year. The Kai beNisan, the Karlei Shas Esrim, and Nisan we call it 20th year. Rashana loves Nisan. So we see over here that for the non-Jewish kings, Shasa was the name of like you know, the word like Paro for the Persian kings. So the calendar change is not at Nisan. If it would change at Nisan, then it would have called it the 21st year of Arsach Shasa. And it doesn't. So it must be that Nisan is not the year changer. So rather, what is? And all out the Tishrei. Tishrei is the usual year changer for many things. So probably Tishrei. Because again, if it from Kislev to Nisan, there is no Tishrei in the middle, which is why it stays at the 20th year.
What if it's out?
It could be anything, but we're assuming right now. We're assuming again. Nisan was the whole thing of Nisan was a chiddush in the first place. That it's a year changer for anything. Tishrei is normally the default year changer for things. Where does Bishlama Hayich, the second possible we quoted, this one it makes sense. Mefarish de la ar sachshasa, that we clearly say it's the king, the year of this ar sachshasa, that he was in his 20th year. Ela hay. But the first pasuk that we also call the 20th year, it's a hard word to pronounce. My shasa dilma maybe leminyana achrinahu. Like we said earlier on, maybe really it's the 20th year in some other thing, some other event. The fact that we have a 20th year to our I can't pronounce the name. Archishasasta. Having we have his 20th year, which we reference it, doesn't mean that the first time we say 20th year is also from the same person. It doesn't say his name the first time. And frankly, I like to say his name either because I can barely say it in the first place. Yes, I'm happy I didn't say it the first time because it saved me one more tongue twister. Says the Gemara, I'm just calling Paro from now on when I get done. It's called Paro. Amra Paro, Papa says, no, and here's what we quoted earlier on today. Shnas Esrim, L'Gzeir Shava. The Shnas Esrim said twice is a Gzeira Shava. Mark, do me a tongue twister again. Shastrim is a Gzeira Shava. Mahasam Leparo, I didn't say those words. La'ar Chasha Sasa. Avacha La'ar. Ar Sechasha Sasa.
No.
Best I can do right now. I can read to you inside actually. La'ar Tach Shasta. That's how it's pronounced. Ar Tach Shasta.
Then?
Yes, it's a shva. Anyways, that's the best way I can pronounce it for now. But either way, the point is that we had a Zereshava. We had two Pesukim again. The second Pesuk had his name. The first Pesuk didn't have his name. And it said the same year, Esrim in both cases. One was in Kislev, one was in Nisan. The year didn't change. And from Xerushal, we learned it's the same reference of the king, his 20th year, his 20th year. It must be that the year has not changed for non-Jewish kings at Nisan. Rather, our default would be it happens at Tishrei. So the Gemara, well, one second. We might demise the Kislev Kadim. Dilma Maisa the Nisan Kadim. Maybe no, maybe it's not Tishrei. Maybe it really is Nisan. Maybe Nisan, again, chronological order. Maybe really the Nisan story happened first, and the Tishrei story, and the Kislev story happened second. And therefore, from Nisan till Kislev is a Tishrei, and the clock didn't change, because really the clock doesn't change in Tishrei, it changes in Nisan, like Jewish kings. That's the Gemara's suggestion right now. Gemara says, no. Don't think that. The Tanya, because it was stated, Devarim she'amar chananila L'Nechemya b'Kislev Amar Nechemya l'Melech b'Nisan. The words that the Hanani had said to Nechemya in Kislev, Nechemya goes to the king later on in Nisan and tells him about it. Which means the first thing was the Hanani talked to Nechemya, which is Kislev, and only later on did Nechemya speak to the king, which was Nisan. So we know for sure the Kislev story happens first, and the Nisan story happened second, and the years didn't change, even though Nisan came in the middle, and therefore it must be, it's not Nisan that we caused the king, the time change for the kings, it must be rather Tishrei. Now the Gemara wants to know over here the following question. Says the Gemara, "Devarim she'amar Chanani le'Nechemya b'Kislev." Now we're about to read right now a number of psukim, where we're going to see a story that happened over here. And I'm going to read to you inside from the Navi as well. Says the following thing. Nechemya says the following. Read to you inside. Nechemya. Dibri Nechemya ben Chachlia. Vayi b'chodesh Kislev. Stop me when I get past this part. I guess the word Nisan. Sorry, the word Nitztu be'ish. When you get that part, let me know, okay? So it says in the Pasuk. Dibri Nechemya ben Chachlia. Vayi b'chodesh Kislev. Shas Esrim v'aniya yisi b'shushan abira. Nechemya is reporting that when he was in Chodesh Kislev, 20th year, he was in Shushan Abira. One of my brothers came. Hanani came from Yehuda, from Eretz Yisrael. Ve'esh aleim al Yehudim ha'pleita asher nisharu min ha'shevi v'al Yerushalayim. And I went to inquire. I inquired them. That were then. I inquired regarding them about how the Jews who survived, how they're doing in Yerushalayim. It's terrible over there. The Jews that are remaining from the captivity, things are bad. The gates of Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim are broken, and the gates have been lit on fire. That's what happened in Kislev. And what happens now in Nisan? Well, the next part we read inside right now. What happens in Nisan now?
Some days it says.
Yeah, no. Nechemya, so those words, Amar Nechemya l'melech b'Nisan, Nechemya says to the king in Nisan. I have a minute left, so I'll read quickly. Shemar says the following thing. It says, Vayi b'chodesh Nisan, shnas esrim v'ar tach shat. Hamelech, yayin lefanav. I was bringing in the 20th year of the king wine. V'esas a yayin v'etna l'melech lo yisi ra lefanav. I brought him king, and I was never in bad mood before. V'yom reli hamelech, madu apanach harim. Why are you bad? Why are you sad? V'ata incha chole, you're not sick. Ein zeh ki'in ro'a leg. You must be depressed. What happened to you? The king should always live. Why would I not be sad? My city has been destroyed, consumed by fire. What do you want? I told the king.